We welcome you all, we love you all, and we are proud of you all in walking through this really, shall we say, compressive time. And we'd like to speak to you about the power of observation. This means that you know who you are connected to your high power. You're walking through the world, you know what is going on in the world. You are observing it, but you are not engaging with it emotionally. When this lesson is taught, so often what we hear from those of you who are listening to the lesson in this place, in many other places, is that you want us to become unfeeling beings, and that is not what we are saying at all. What we want is your knowledge of yourself and what is good for you to be greater than anything you are observing. So you are not walking into energy that you know to be bad for yourself. And that means that you observe, but you do not enter. Now, what does it mean not to enter? Where there is this kind of energy that you are all in, there is a battle going on. And you are aware of it, and you are aware of all the things that are happening in the battle. But the fight is not for you. What is for you is the resurrection. That is what you are here for. You are here to bring the world up and to a better place. And in the time we are in currently, that cannot be done in a widespread way, but it can be done in the most important way, which is in you. In this time, you are resurrecting you. We went to the point where we talked to you about shame, because with shame, there is no resurrection. And without shame, you can allow an enormous amount of energy and wisdom and strength and power to come into you, and you can walk with it. You can take it with you into the world. So the observing, it is something that you must be in yourself and aligned to look at and say, I see it. I will not enter it. It is not good for me. I will make a prayer that it moves along sooner, not later, but I will not drop into it and hurt myself, because my job is to preserve myself. And resurrection, for me personally, and for the world that we are in, that is my job. It is resurrection. For many of you, there are going to be what we are going to call rememberings. This is not a specific thing. Very few of you will remember being a scientist and working on a particular part of the environment. That is not likely. It is not that kind of thing. But it is what we are going to call magnetic remembering, where you are going along and something that has always been in you comes up and you hold it. It's like, yes, I remember. I remember that. I remember. And perhaps one of the things is, I remember how to walk and observe, but not to enter. I am remembering how that is done. And so we are going to talk about one more element tonight that we want to be very careful about. We talked about shame before, which is a very powerful one to move out of your life. But now this even more challenging one. We want you to move worry out of your life. Now, this is more challenging because of the patriarchal structure. You have been taught, number one, that worry accomplishes something and proves that you are being observant and paying attention to what is going on. Everything I just said was a lie. And if you are saying that to yourself, it is still a lie. Worrying only serves to use up your energy. There's a certain irony here. It uses up the energy that you could actually use to solve the problem that has caused the worry. Why is that? When you put down the worry and allow your strength and your intuition and your knowledge to come into your body and begin working with your body, then the unexpected solution is always only a step away. It is never expected. It does not come to you in the way you thought it would. And it may not be the solution that you thought was going to be here, but it will be the solution that is intended to be here. We are talking about very, very large concepts, and we do not expect all of this to fall easily into your consciousness, but we want this to be in your consciousness. That the thing that has caused the worry is solved by who you are when you are not worried. With the shame gone and the worry gone, you have become a magnificent being with an expanse and an ability to take in information that you did not have before. We understand that this is asking quite a lot, and we can hear your minds arguing with this, but we do know this. You do, in the deepest part of yourself, know that worry solves nothing. It merely attaches to the center of your own energy and pulls it out, and pulls it out. Worry is not your friend. And once again, we want to go to as much of the old patriarchal thinking as we can and break it up. That you do not worry does not mean that you do not care. It simply means you look at something that you cannot solve in the moment that you are in. And rather than attaching that fear to worry, taking more and more energy out of yourself, you stop and you say, this is not something I can handle in the moment that I am in, but I am going to put the worry down and I'm going to open. I'm going to open the strong parts of myself and allow the universe to send me the information that I truly need. And that is a whole other lesson. The information that you truly need, which is usually not the information that you think you need. It is the information that you truly need. And when you are able to become so much of yourself that you are able then to let in all of the ideas, all of the solutions, magnetize all of the things that you need to live your life in the most whole and free way, then you are walking powerfully on the earth. And we do understand, we have seen the programming. But we also want to remind you that the programming also is not your friend. if you go over the beliefs that the programming has instilled in you, and we will talk a bit about this when we talk together, these are things that are not good for you. They're not practical. They are simply, you're wanting to control a path that you are on that you cannot control, but you can walk it in light, and when you do, you will always be cared for, taken care of, and directed to the right place. We understand this is quite a lot to take on, but we do believe this is the time to take it on. What do we control? Very little. Very little. And when we have been told, here are the things that you should worry about, or even more frightening, this is the way your life should look. It is always amusing for the universe to see when you are in that kind of position, because that is not how your life works. And that is not how freedom comes to you. And that is not how the light lives in you. So even though this is a very large subject, we are going to take a little time and speak about it together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. See that there is a pool of golden light in front of you. Step into that pool and let the energy of that gold cover you. Outside, inside, bringing everything up to the vibration of love. Step out of the pool and feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace, exhale fear. Bring yourself into your heart center and see the light in your heart in this beautiful place that you've made for yourself, a place for resting, a place for comfort, a place for safety. And drink from the water that flows in your heart to refresh your spirit. Now look up and see that a path is illuminated for you, and feel it call you to it. And when you step onto the path, feel the world fall away from you, so that who you really are is the person on this path. And the path takes you without effort. And the air around you is filled with blessing. And you allow this path to move you upward and upward. find yourself in the place of self-honoring. Allow all the energy to come into you with your breath that knows who you are, knows your strength, knows your connectedness to the universe and to all that is. Now allow your own heart's voice to say, you are blessed, you are worthy, you are light. Now step onto the path and let it move you upward again. And as it moves you upward, feel the vibration become fine and light and high. And you come to the place where burden is dropped. And look over the edge of a cliff. And when you have a thought about a burden, send that thought over the cliff and out of your body. Responsibility that is too heavy. Feel it go over that cliff, out of your body. Control, too much of it. Feel it go over the cliff and out of your body. And feel the honoring of yourself make you free, make you strong, make you valuable. Stepping onto the path, move up to the place of the gift, resting your mind, know the gift. And know that your teacher is here, here to be with you, to walk with you, to know what you feel and to understand it all. And your teacher holds your dreams and shows you the path. But you are never alone. Receive your teacher's blessing. Thank your teacher for being here. And come back down the path. The air is still full of blessing. And come back into the safety of your heart center. And breathe. And ground in your body. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.